Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome in. Evan Gennings, Dan Devone. This is Saturdays here on 95.7 The Game. We begin anew, Dan. I know it's not technically summer yet, but we're getting damn close. And as we transition away from everything that is specifically the Golden State Warriors, we're going to get into them. We're going to get into some of the Giants as we move along this summer. We got the San Francisco 49ers who just wrapped up a draft that you concluded last week, Dan, in fantastic fashion with their own Sterling Bennett. But where we begin today is first, what's going on, my man?
Hey, How you doing? How are you, my man? Let's do this. I'm looking forward to it. We'll get into the Warriors, but when
of course,
that door's open, and here's the word of the day, Jersey Ken, what's going on? We're going to get into a myriad of things there, Ev. Like, we're not just, you know, you and I, we're just not, we'll talk Warriors if you want us to. But don't pigeonhole us, right? Don't put us down a hole, because we have a latitude of things that we can reach out and talk about, and that's where we're going from this point forward.
Exactly, but I think it does make sense to start with the Golden State Warriors, because as we kind of, I don't know, get a lay of the land and sort of...
A perfect segue, and you drag me right back.
Well, I think... For me, Dan, I mean, it's about the Golden State Warriors as it is as much about the NBA playoffs and kind of what we're seeing, right? Because, you know, your New York Knicks, Ken's New York Knicks are moving on to the second
round. Go, New York, go!
Are moving on to the second round. I think there's a heavyweight fight that's beginning later tonight in the second round in the West between Denver and Minnesota.
That's gonna be fun.
I cannot wait to watch what hopefully is a long,
it's always fun game,
extended series. And it just kind of got me thinking about, you know, what the state of our teams, you know, the state of the franchises and where we're at and what these teams are trying to accomplish. And for the Warriors, to me, I think, you know, it starts with measuring yourself with, ideally, I think, the series that is tonight, because I think those two teams have championship aspirations. And I think if you're the Warriors and you're trying to figure out how far you are, like, that series is the gauge. That is the barometer.
I would agree with you. And I think it's also important to note that now that we've had a couple of weeks to sort of let this marinate and let this wash over us as far as the season, just get a little bit removed from the overreaction and the emotion that is the ebb and flow of an 82-game basketball season, now I think it becomes a little bit more clear just where the Warriors fall as far as sort of the Western Conference and the NBA, as it were. And we have to keep in mind that the Golden State Warriors were a team that didn't even get into the play-in, right? And it was a team that was healthy. No excuses. They lost to Sacramento. Not only lost to Sacramento, they got boat raced by nearly 30 points to a team that, quite frankly, wasn't very good. They're not even part of the postseason picture. And so when you think about this team, I think all of us now should at least arrive at the conclusion that they're not a piece or two away. That, again, I always talk to you about this. This isn't a stretch four away from potentially being relevant.
The stretch.
This is a team. Yes, exactly. This is a team that has to make wholesale changes, in my estimation.
Well, and so could the Warriors take a massive swing? When you say multiple pieces, you know, they're not a stretch four away, that doesn't sound like a LeBron James or a Kevin Durant. It might be both, but it doesn't sound like, Dan, you believe that they are one massive superstar away. Because the one thing that I felt like we learned in this first round, Dan, was the era of these super teams, of these aging superstars, it's coming to a close. LeBron didn't make it out of the first round. KD didn't make it out of the first round. Paul George just got eliminated last night along with Kawhi Leonard and James Harden. Damian Lillard got eliminated yesterday. I mean, Jimmy Butler is out. All these guys that are in their 30s and closing in on 35 or north of that, all of these guys have no seat at the table when it comes to contention.
What have I been saying all along? This is no country for old men. I have said this repeatedly, that when it comes to the Warriors, don't look any further than you're just an old basketball team. I'm glad you started there, and I'm going to continue that. I'm going to hit that theme throughout the entire show today, and I'm going to bring it up from time to time just in case some people are getting in the car at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I'm going to remind everybody what it is that you did. We're going to hit reset on this conversation, and I want you to throw me that alley-oop lob once again throughout the entire show, because that's where this all begins and ends, Ev. The 20-something-year-olds have stormed the gate, all right? The 20-something-year-olds have arrived. They've surrounded the building, and they're telling all the old men, they're telling all the 30, mid-30-something-year-olds, listen, you know, somebody gave Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, a bullhorn, and he's telling you, please come out with your hands up and drop your weapons. It's over. There's a changing of the guard, and it's taking place in front of our very eyes. You know who the oldest superstar that's left standing right now in the playoffs? It's Kyrie Irving, and he's 32 years of age. Everybody else is out, and it's not coincidental. The young players have arrived. We're watching the transition unfold during these very playoffs.
We're seeing players that are either budding or already in their prime, or teams that are composed of players with budding superstars or already in their prime. And that's why, to me, Dan, there's been a lot of conversation this week about, should you go out and get a Kevin Durant? Should you go out and try and court a LeBron James? Some people have thrown Paul George in there. There's other older superstars that could potentially be had. But to me, Dan, I think you're going to be left at the dance again. I think you're going to be late to the party once more if you continue to get older, to get more experience, to get aging players that have shown themselves to be Hall of Fame talents and have had ridiculous careers and have won everything, and the accolades are longer than the list that's sitting here to my left that Bonte and Chasky put together. It's on the other side, Dan, I swear. That doesn't matter anymore. It just does not matter anymore. And I feel like the fact that a lot of people remain beholden to the past and remain stuck in what once was, you're right. You know, if I'm talking to Javier Bardem or Tommy Lee Jones, this is no country for old men. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. I just don't like it. I don't like where it's going.
What's the list all about, by the way?
Oh, I think on the other side they had a list of things for Ricky Pearsall to get into in San Francisco, which actually I would like to run by you later in the show, because you are a San Francisco native, and I feel like you can, I don't know, put the finishing touches on this bad boy.
Sure,
how about
that? Sure, yeah. Listen, just getting back to the youth movement, the idea, and I think I asked you this as we were coming into the studio, like, what was the talk this past week about Kevin Durant? Because I got things to say, and it simply is, you got to be kidding me. If you think the solution is another old man on an already aging, slow basketball team, you are out of your mind. Not only Dub Nation, but the executives that pull the trigger on these sort of decisions, and I'm talking about Dunleavy and Kerr, you are out of your mind. Kevin Durant is not the answer. He just makes you statistically older, and that's the last thing you want. You have got to somehow get younger. Listen, if that one big star is Anthony Edwards or Chet Holmgren or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, then yeah, you're only one star away. But if it's an aging star that's clearly descending down the mountain as far as their career is concerned, then no, that is not the answer. Let me just reiterate, and I will do this throughout the show, Kevin Durant is not the answer, nor should anyone even entertain that you're getting any better with Kevin Durant coming back at age 36, soon to be 36.
Well, it was funny because I think it was yesterday, Ethan Sherwood Strauss, and he used to cover the Warriors for ESPN, longtime media member. He was on with Willard and Dibbs, and he believes that the Warriors are not that far away. It sounds like you differ. And I don't think the Warriors are necessarily eons from where they want to get to, but I don't think they're close.
No.
I don't think they're in Denver or Minnesota's realm. And we're going to see what happens this summer, and there's always going to be shifting pieces, and that's why the NBA is the greatest soap opera in sports, in my opinion. But to look at this roster right now, to look at what we just saw and say they're not that far away, I'm curious if people feel the same at 888-957-9570. If we're talking about the state of the Golden State Warriors, how far are they away? Because I think that there is a title preview that's going to start tonight in Denver.
Yeah, I think that when you watch what Minnesota has and what you have, what Denver has, and listen, I'll leave OKC in that conversation as well. And the Dallas Mavericks are a team that's ascending. Dallas is really interesting because, you know, they needed some help at the trade deadline, and I talked to you about this, and they sort of just were very much under the wire as far as the players they went out and got, right? It wasn't necessarily the high-priced free agent. It wasn't a Bradley Beal midseason acquisition. It wasn't somebody that was of high note. But again, it was the P.J. Washingtons of the world, the Gaffords of the world, that made this team much, much better and put them over the... They're now a good defensive basketball team. I never thought I'd be saying that about Luka Doncic and company. But Dallas, there are a lot of teams. And it's not just relegated to the two, although they might be at the very top of the list when it comes to Minnesota and Denver, but there are a lot of teams. I mean, a multitude of teams that are young, athletic, and quite frankly, better than the Golden State Warriors.
This is from the 510, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Super teams still work. These teams just aren't super. They're senior teams.
Listen, man, you've got to do it another way. That anybody that thinks that the Warriors are a piece or two away, you're delusional. It's you can still craft something together, but you have got to get very creative, and you also have to come to grips that we are an old basketball team, and the only way to be competitive, not only in the West, but in the NBA, is to somehow keep Steph, and I'll let Draymond be Draymond for a little while, and get younger. Emphasize the youth and bring in more youth. It may be a year or two away, but that's the direction. It is not getting Kevin Durant and mortgaging the future for an aging basketball player, yet another aging basketball player. That is not, in any way, shape, or form, the answer.
There has to be a philosophical change. There has to be movement towards not just getting younger, but the other thing I think we're learning in this postseason, Dan, is that size matters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at, and not just on paper, the average height, although there were 8 playoff teams in the top 15 of teams that are, as far as, you know, average height, tall in the NBA. But you know, you look at Minnesota and Denver, those are young, tall, athletic teams. Boston has size, maybe not as much at the 4 or the 5 position, but they got 6'6 guys everywhere. They got wings everywhere. Oklahoma City, despite Chet Holmgren being a little, I don't know, short in the caboose, so to speak, he's still 7 feet. They still got wings that they spread around him. And I think what we're also finding out is you just have to be more versatile than ever. You have to have multiple styles and multiple ways to try and win games and combat opposing teams. And I think that the Warriors are not as versatile as they were even 2 years ago. I don't think this is a team right now that can look at its roster and say, these are players that can do more than one thing or multiple things at the same time. Each of their players beyond Curry, and I guess maybe Wiggins is someone you could throw in the two-way category if he's willing to show up, but they have players, in my opinion, Dan, that are either offensively geared or defensively geared. And when you look at the rest of the postseason with what now is remaining in the second round, there are players that play both sides, both ends of the court. And so it comes down to size, it comes down to youth, and it comes down to versatility. And those are the things, those are the pieces that you're talking about that I think the Warriors absolutely need to identify this summer, because they cannot continue moving forward, in my opinion, with how they've been operating the last two seasons, because that's the same reason that they're in this predicament where they missed the postseason now, and they've only gotten to the second round beyond the championship. I mean, they've missed the playoffs 3 of the last 5 years.
I couldn't agree more. that there has to be a philosophical change, because they're still playing as though it's 2017 or 2018. That the key here is to have two-way players. They don't have any. Maybe Andrew Wiggins, but if you want to invest anything in Andrew Wiggins, good luck with that. But they don't have players that can go both ways. And they're still trying to play basketball, again, as if it's 2019 and these guys are in their late 20s as opposed to their mid-30s. Playing this motion offense and relying on threes and transition basketball works for the Indiana Pacers. It does not work for a team that, again, is in their mid-30s. Why? Because you can't get out and transition and play defense any longer. And look at the stats that support that. They're the worst transition team in the NBA, but yet they still play an up-tempo transitional style of play. And it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the structure and or the personnel now of that roster, which, again, is aging. They have to come up with another way to somehow come up with points and philosophically readdress the way they have done things. I'm a big fan. I know it's not as exciting, but the pick and roll, watch the Denver Nuggets, man. They do it to death with Jamal Murray and Joker. It's the best thing you have going right now since Stockton and Malone. Like, the pick and roll is still there for you. And for the Golden State Warriors, that's more suitable to a bunch of players that are now in their mid-30s as opposed to getting out on a break. Let's use a motion offense. Everybody flare and shoot threes, and the long rebounds will get back on defense. That doesn't work for this team, once again, that is all in their mid-30s now. That there has got to be a different way. Again, I'm a big fan of the pick and roll, but in order to be a pick and roll, then you have to buy into that. And I would say one thing when it comes to Steph Curry and recognizing how to play with Trayce Jackson-Davis. Certainly Klay Thompson did early. Chris Paul did it better than anybody because he's the king of the pick and roll currently in the NBA, I think. But Steph Curry, I don't think, is still very comfortable playing with Trayce Jackson-Davis because that's not part of his repertoire. It's something that he's never done. So something there has to be, if you're going to retain some of these older players, well, then you're going to have to sort of switch the way you're trying to do things from an offensive standpoint.
And this is a question we'll broaden to the other teams in the Bay Area, but basically we just kind of want to kickstart what is the beginning of Saturdays with Evan Ginnings and Dan DeVone. We'll be here all summer addressing a myriad, as Dan likes to say, of issues, of topics, of questions, and what is the state of the Golden State Warriors? That's where we're starting today. 888-957-9570. Before we hit the calls, Ken, you got something. What's up, my man?
Yeah, I just want to comment with Dan. I like what you're saying, you know, especially with KD and his age group. But what's interesting is that Draymond on the Draymond Green podcast show yesterday was talking about, he was kind of ripping into James Jones, the general manager of the Phoenix Suns, and how he was like, we need to maximize KD. Yeah. We need to maximize KD. And Draymond was like, well, he was maximized in Golden State. He goes, he was actually the best rim protector in the NBA, or one of the best rim protectors in the NBA when he was in Golden State. He goes, we maximized KD. I actually got a bunch of audio. We could play that later in the, you know, later in the show if you like. But yeah, it's interesting how he's advocating almost in a certain way. He goes, you guys need to figure it out. But it almost sounds like maybe, you know, he wants to rejoin with him. Who knows? But yeah, I don't think the Suns really figured out how to maximize KD.
No, that's a good point. And I think that what you have to keep in mind when you're talking about maximizing KD or comparing to what it is that he did as a rim protector with the Golden State Warriors, again, he was 27 years of age. That was 7 years ago. He was one of the better two-way players. I would also, by the way, on that same podcast,
he had two Achilles. What?
On that same podcast, it was funny because I listened to his podcast, so I get these notifications on my phone. And so I think it was the thumbnail or the title. It said, yeah, Draymond reviews something to the effect Pat Bev, or suggests. I'm thinking, wow, of all people to chime in on Pat Bev and how to handle that, he might be either the perfect guy to do that or the last guy in the room that's...
Yeah, he was like, he goes, you know, Pat Bev, he goes, I know a thing or two about getting suspended, so you need to calm down, especially after losses.
No doubt. But just getting back to the Durant scenario of him potentially coming back, I can't tell you, and we can get into it, Ev, and I will tell you once again, multiple reasons as to why that is a bad, bad decision on the part of the Warriors.
I can understand why Draymond Green wants him back. I can understand why Steph Curry wants him back. I could understand maybe even why Joe Lacob wants Kevin Durant back. I wonder if Kevin Durant wants the Warriors back. And that is, That is a whole nother conversation.
Well, that's a great point because he's not leaving Phoenix, I don't think.
Well, I don't know if he's going to leave Phoenix, but I just find it interesting that
he's
of all, of all places, well, they would have to trade for him, of course. And I think they could make that work. I mean, it would probably involve Wiggins, Kuminga, multiple picks. You find salary filler. Maybe you send Chris Paul. I'm not sure. I don't know how the numbers are going to pan out, but there is a way you could make it work. My question is if, and again, I think this also applies to other superstars too. I mean, let's say that Giannis Antetokounmpo was available. I don't think he's going to be. Let's say Joel Embiid was available. I don't think he's going to be. Why would those players choose Golden State over another trade destination? What right now, and this is kind of what we're getting to, the state of the Warriors, what about the Warriors makes you believe in them? Yesterday was the anniversary of We Believe. Do people still believe that this team has something left? Do they still believe that this is a team that can recapture magic, that can make a run, that can dark horse its way into title contention? Is that still something that people believe in? Because I think this summer is going to tell us how much the Warriors believe that they can do it, that they can get it done. Because if they go out and try and swing a trade for Kevin Durant, I think that signals that they do believe that they can compete for a title. Because why else would you do it? Why else would you mortgage your future? Why else would you sell multiple parts and go back into the tax once more for multiple years? Because Kevin Durant has 2 years left that aligns with Steph Curry. That is a signal to me that they believe that they can do it. If they don't, if they try and strip down parts, if they try and move under the luxury tax, if they try and become a cheaper version of themselves with also trying to compete, that signals to me that they are trying to move in a different direction. I think that that philosophical change is necessary now more than it has been perhaps at any point in this dynasty. But what do you believe? 888-957-9570. I do want to hit the phones, Dan, before we got to get to this break here. I know Gloria's been hanging on patiently in Bayview. Gloria, how are you? You're on with Saturdays here. You're on 95.7 The Game. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It is raining, and it's a perfect time to chime in. And I love this topic. I don't think Kevin Durant is the answer. I believe that the Warriors have to become more athletic. They need more size, more rim protection. Ironically, I really like I like Zubac. I know he may not be available, but I like someone like him. He can score in the paint. He can grab rebounds, kick it out. He does all the dirty work, and he would complement the wing players of the Warriors. Now, I do believe that the motion style of play, as was stated, they're playing like 2017 and 2024. They're going to have to switch it up. They need more athleticism and less, well, they need skill players like they already have, but they need to intertwine that with more athleticism. So I believe packaging up Wiggins and someone else, I'm not on the bandwagon of packaging up Kuminga yet, but they need more athleticism like a Kuminga to blend in with the skill players. Thank you.
Thanks, Gloria. Yeah, I'm with you. I think they need to lean more into their younger guys. And even if, Dan, that means that there might be some leaner times, I still think they can be competitive if they move forward and operate kind of the way that they did the last 2 or 3 months of this season, which is to empower younger players, to ask Kuminga to do more, to ideally next season ask someone like Moses Moody, Trayce Jackson-Davis, and Brandon Podziemski to do more. I would like to see those four younger players empowered with ideally whoever else you can try and bring in to bring down the average age of this roster.
I think next year, if you're looking at a starting lineup, just to get ahead of myself, it's Steph Curry, Moses Moody is at the two, at the five is Trayce Jackson-Davis, Jonathan Kuminga, if he's still with the team, is at the three, and then whoever, you know, I don't think Wiggins is with this basketball team. But the point being is that, yes, you have to lean in on the younger players. And it's not like, let me get them in the rotation, let me bump up their minutes. No, they have to start supplanting guys. You have to sort of invert all of this. That Klay Thompson now is out of the starting lineup. That you have to now, and you have to reduce the minutes of Steph Curry. He is no longer going to be the same player he was even in the early part of last year. This is a challenge. It really is for Dunleavy, because you're right. There's the flirtation with Steph Curry, as long as he's upright and as long as he's still on a basketball court, you're going to have somewhat of a puncher's chance. But it's how do you find players with an aging basketball team that fit into what it is that you're doing as far as trying to get younger? And having that piece or that player that you bring in not be a LeBron James or be a Paul George or be a Kevin Durant, somebody that's in their mid-30s. Like, this is where Dunleavy earns his money. This is how do you keep this thing going down the tracks and still have an opportunity at making a deep run into the postseason as well as having a future? How do you balance those two? It's not impossible, but it's going to take some doing. I've mentioned to you that, you know, is there a player out there like that of a Jalen Brunson, where it's obviously not a high-priced free agent, but maybe somebody that's just playing right in the background of in the wings of a Luka Doncic that just needs an opportunity to be unveiled, if you will. It has to be something along those lines as far as creativity, I think, when it comes to putting the Warriors back on track. Easier said than done. I get it.
It is, and that's why it kind of got me thinking in a way, and I do want to get into this on the other side before we got to hit a break here, but I think that, I don't know, Dan, the thing that I struggle with is how competitive they can be. And, for example, you mentioned Moody at the two. Does that mean that Klay Thompson is off the bench or is he no longer on the team?
No, I think, well, again, this all comes down to dollars and cents. Can you play for $18 million? We'd love to have you. Can you be closer to 20? If you want to get upwards to 27 to 30 million, well, then have fun in the middle of Florida and living in Orlando. We just won't go there with you. There has to be some hardline decisions again when it comes to the Warriors, when it comes to this aging core. We want Klay because he's a shooter, but not at that price.
I mean, I think right now that I guess in – it kind of is aligned with Klay. There's a lot of overpriced players on this team, or players that are not playing up to their contracts currently.
By the way, Kevin Durant's $55 million next year.
He is, and that's why you'd probably have to get rid of someone like Klay Thompson, or you'd have to move Wiggins and Paul and package Kuminga. And I don't know how great people feel about that, because I guess I'll make this case on the other side. I'll make the case for Kevin Durant on the other side.
I'm going to crush you.
You can shoot me down if you'd like. But I do think there is some wiggle room here. And the more you kind of got me backed into a corner with all these different moves and these possibilities, the Warriors have a lot of freedom, Dan, but they got to make a lot of change. And I'm just not sure they're going to be able to do it over the course of one summer. So I'll make the case for Kevin Durant on the other side. I see you, Joe, in Burbank. I want to get to you on the other side as well. 888-957.
Can I give a tease as we go to the break?
Absolutely.
We have potentially one of the greatest stories that is unfolding here in the Bay Area that nobody's talking about, except maybe Ev.
Oh, that is a tease.
Oh, baby.
That's
a good one.
That is a tease.
Come on back.
We're going to be talking about that on the other side, and also the state of the Warriors. We'll get into the state of the Giants, maybe the state of the Niners a little bit. Right now, we're focusing on the Golden State Warriors. The state of the Warriors as the second round of the playoffs move on begins tonight. I think it's a big gauge and a barometer type series between Denver and Minnesota. Are you watching that series? Are you measuring the Warriors against them? 888-957-9570. This is Saturdays with Evan Giddings and Dan DeVone. Back after this, 95.7 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The 20-something-year-olds have stormed the gate, all right? The 20-something-year-olds have arrived. They've surrounded the building.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
So this is why I love you, Dan Devone. I mean, you find ways to cheer me up. You provide knowledge, insight. And apparently you got a piece of advice or two for Ricky Pearsall and the newest Niners wide receiver, because he's trying to find... So this is where it comes from. Evan Giddings, Dan Devone, 95.7 The Game. I guess Ricky Pearsall put out on Twitter what I should do in the Bay Area. Hey, welcome me. Where should I go? Things I should do. And so the boys in the morning, Bonte and Shasky, God love them, put together a list of things in the Bay Area as a whole that you got to do. And I'm not going to lie, I don't know how long he's going to be here for, but that's a lot of stuff to fit into 4 years of a rookie contract.
My question to Bonte Hill and Shasky is, have they ever been in this? Do they just go from the studio straight to wherever the bridge and tunnel place they live? Do they go straight to the East Bay? Shasky's a local kid, right?
They're city boys, yeah.
What the hell is this? Ride a cable car? Who is getting on a cable car aside from my aunt from like Jersey who comes here, you know, once every 15 years?
Shut up,
eat chowder? No, listen.
Stop it.
My man, my young fella, new wide receiver, I'll tell you what you do. Walk to the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm telling you, man, this is like something that you would see for, like, there was a bunch of people in Topeka, Kansas that were in their mid-50s in their white pants.
Easy on Topeka. Right?
And they're heading to San Francisco, and they're finding out things to do. Let me go to the Japanese Tika. No one does that crap. Come on, young wide receiver. We'll go. You know, I'll take you down to North Beach. We'll go to Golden Boy, get you a good slice. Next door is Gino and Carlos, which you know intimately well. Maybe we'll go to the bus stop on Union Street. The bus stop, which now, by the way, has a speakeasy. Did you know that?
Yes.
You can go upstairs, and there's a private little bar. We'll take you there. Balboa Cafe's right down the block. If you want to get it, listen, you want to go to the Golden Gate Bridge, we'll take you down to the Aquatic Cove, and you can jump into the water with the Dolphin Club. You ain't doing half of this crap. Come on, man. I mean, what is this? This is one of the most disappointing things I've seen out of those two.
Well, it is pretty appropriate for a tourist, but if Ricky Pearsall, look, he's a 24-year-old, he's got a multi-million-dollar contract, let's get my guy out to the Valencia Room, all right? Let's get him out to Grand, where my guy Justin Beltre was out there DJing last night. Let's get him out to a couple clubs, have him meet some nice people. He seems like a marina boy. He's got a nice, fresh cut. He's got some tattoos. He'd fit right in as a young business professional. He'd fit right in the marina in Cal Hollow. Let's get him out, show him nightlife, White Rabbit, everywhere.
Actually, he looks like more of your part of the world. He looks like more of a Mission, sort of that gentrified, you know, where the tats walking down Valencia Street sort of works. Sort of that, you know, Noah Valley pushing Mission. Yeah, that I don't know. Marina can be a little bit yuppified at times. It's like sort of those kids that just got out of a big college out on the West Coast. Let me go live in the city for a couple of years before I go back to the burbs and raise 2.5 kids and drive, you know, my station wagon. So,
and that's when you take the cable car.
when you got two kids, when you got a family, when you got a wife, you take them to the aquarium.
Then we'll break out this list. You know, when you're retired and you come back.
Go to the aquarium.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give this list to you when you hit 45, and it might be applicable at that time. But you ain't going. You're not walking the Golden Gate Bridge right now. When you got the bag, you just grabbed the chicken. You got some money to burn. You're a good-looking kid, man. Come on, man. You got to come stronger than that, Bonte.
Yeah, I mean, look, God love all those activities. I've done a few of them myself. I'm looking at the House of Prime Rib. I'm looking at Santung, by the way, my favorite place out in the sunset. But
is the Kezar Club still rolling?
Oh, yes, it is.
See?
Kezar Pub?
Well, it used to be the Kezar Club. Now the Kezar Pub.
The Kezar Pub, yeah, right there on Stanyan, right next to the park. No, there's a ton of great places. I was over at Finnegan's Wake last night shooting some pool. Like, there are plenty of things to do as a young... I don't know if the guy's single or not, but he's coming from Florida. He probably knows how to have a good time. The guy wants to go and meet some people. Let's get Ricky Pearsall out to some clubs before we talk about what he's doing with his day, because the man has got to be 10 toes in the dirt, in the turf. He's working on running routes during the day. At night, let him let loose a little bit.
Yeah, no, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. You know what typically happens? None of these guys live in the city anyways. You know what was great about that Giants team that won the World Series their first, mm-hmm. 2012, is that those dudes were all, like, it might have been their second pad, but Lincecum, Pat Burrell, all those guys moved in on the Chestnut Street, and they got those little pads, those crash pads.
That's pretty sweet.
They were going hard on Union and Chestnut, like, every Friday night. It was sort of a throwback to the days of the Oakland Raiders. For you Raider fans that can remember Ricky's Hyatt House back in Ken Stabler days, it's why that was that love affair, that small working community in Oakland, because those player twos and those guys used to drink with the fan base. They would hang out with the community. You don't see that anymore, except for that Giants team, which was sort of a throwback in a lot of ways. So there's a good chance that our young wide receiver is not going to be in the city anyways.
Well, I also think it's funny, baseball...
And if he wants to know what's going on in Santa Clara, you get the wrong cat. I have no idea, man.
Yeah, South Bay, that is a different land. That is more than a stone's throw down. But it's funny because you can do that if you're a baseball player. I'm not sure if... Well, maybe Ricky Pearsall, you know, what, these 6 feet... can kind of blend in a bit. The tattoos are going to stand out. But, yeah, if you're Lincecum, you're 5'10 with some locks. I mean, you look like a normal person. I don't know, say one of these defensive linemen that are walking around, you know, I guess Eric Armstead's gone, but, you know, Javon Kinlaw is probably going to get spotted down south at the marina a little easier than, say, the backup second base, Tyler Fitzgerald right now. The 2024 San Francisco Giants could go down to Union Street and walk away and have a good night. No one would recognize him.
No, that's a good stick. You're right. That's a good call. There used to be a pitcher. Because I'm very aware, so this predates you, but you should be familiar with the name, Bobby Welch.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the 91 Cy Young?
Yes, exactly. With the Oakland A's, he was with the Dodgers, and then he also pitched with the, was he with the San Francisco Giants? I think he was with the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
I don't know, we can look it up, whether he was ever with the Giants.
I think he was with the Giants.
He used to live in the city, and I remember... When I was a young man, I saw him, and I was like, that is so awesome. He's like, yeah, I'm a city guy. This is where you represent the city. Did he play with the Giants? No.
No, just the A's and the Dodgers. A's, but yeah. It was 1990. I apologize. 27-game winner. God.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy, man. Yeah. He had, he drank a little bit too much, but he was, lived in the city. Guys that live in the city, hang out in the city that they play for, they're few and far between. Usually people who have money go to the burbs, right? That's just what you do. There's more real estate, more bang for your buck. I get it.
So. I think the only player on the Warriors that I know for a fact lives in the city is Kevon Looney.
Is that right?
Yeah, he lives in the outer Richmond, I believe.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's nice and domesticated. Of course,
no
it fits
respect
for Loon
Dog. Kevon Looney. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we know that, you know, a close second might be Clay, right? And Tiburon, he's, you know, stone's throw.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think most people either live down in the peninsula, over the bridge, like Walnut Creek area.
Yeah, he was an East Bay guy at one point.
Who?
Curry. Yeah, Curry. Didn't Draymond live in the city?
Yeah, he was like Blackhawk. I mean, a little further from the East Bay than, you know.
I'm not saying Oakland.
I'd say Piedmont.
Yeah, I was thinking like Rindamaraga area.
Curry.
Oh, he's in Blackhawk now?
No, I think it was in Atherton now.
Oh, okay. But, you know, all those guys have houses down south, like in Laguna Beach.
Of course.
Yeah, they got like these crazy pads down in SoCal.
Oh, they
like
got these right Supermaxes. I mean, we're trying to figure out how to get another Supermax contract into the Warriors. You got to send one of these away. These guys are making big bucks.
Well, that's just it. When you're talking about, again, you want Kevin Durant, you're taking on $55 million for a guy who's 36 years of age, right? And I don't know. Do you really want to? Do you really want to try and make that argument? Because I don't feel like crushing my good buddy yet. But if I have to, I will.
It doesn't happen often, but we can do it.
I'll take a bullet for the team.
Before we do, Evan Gittings and Dan Devone here on Saturdays on 95.7 The Game. We were talking about the state of the Golden State Warriors. Joe in Burbank, thanks for hanging out. What's going on, Joe? Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys. You made me laugh so hard on the Ricky Pearsall stuff. That is great. Great material, the best. You guys are right on the money. Trading for an older player is not going to make them serious contenders. You're also correct, so correct on the style of play. They just can't play that style of play anymore. You know, the team needs to add young quality two-way players through the draft. So they need to keep their draft picks and do everything they can not to move them. And I think most Warrior fans, really, that I talk to, they're ready to go through a rebuild and suffer through some tough times. You know, I just don't see any, they just aren't in a position and they're not going to get anywhere in their current state as they're structured. What do you guys think about that?
I think you're spot on, Joe. I think as they're currently structured, yes, they're not going anywhere. Might they be a playoff team next year? Might Draymond not get suspended? Might be able to grab, I don't know, Dan, if you put the ceiling at, you know, 3, maybe 4 more wins, that would get you to 49-50. That would put you in the top 6 seeds. But it's not as if they're going to run this thing back, in my opinion, and all of a sudden become a 52-53 win team that is going to be challenging for a top 4 seed.
No. In fact, they may head in the other direction because as much as they're eyeing the teams in front of them that are getting better, because with every year, that's a good thing for teams that are getting experience and become that much closer to an NBA title. For the Golden State Warriors, it's the death sentence, but it's the teams behind them. Like Houston's scary young. San Antonio, you're not going to be beaten up on that team for very much longer. Not with Victor Wembanyama. He's a player or two away from being a playoff contender. Mark my words. Memphis is only going to get better. That's not to mention all those teams that are in front of you. So the idea of getting older is just a non-starter for me. And I just got to address, because I just saw this, somebody on the text line, and this is a great point, on the Comcast text line, the 510, I lost it, but they were alluding to the fact, like, hey, Dan, you can't have it both ways. Last week, I was advocating for the drafting of Bronny James so that you can bring in LeBron.
Oh, Bronny's younger.
There you go. Yeah, Bronny's cheap and young, and that's the answer to getting back to the NBA championship. No, but listen, while I was proposing the deal, I'm not advocating for LeBron James. Let me just, don't conflate the two. I'm just saying, look, at Warrior fans, if you don't want to trade Jonathan Kuminga, Wiggins, and you want to keep the younger players, there's a way. I was just providing an avenue of how you can still be in that NBA championship potential conversation and not have to mortgage the future. It was sort of, you know, I was having fun at the expense of drafting Bronny James. And let me just tell you something, because I'm glad they pointed that out. Because, you know, if I could do it all over again, I wish I never said that. Because I very rarely will I advocate LeBron James, first of all, as a player. I recognize he's one of the greatest of all time, but I'm not a big fan of his. And I'm also just, the idea of him playing for the Golden State Warriors, like, he's the enemy, right? He played with Cleveland, now he's in Los Angeles. Like, what was I thinking? I get that. But what further emboldened all of that, and I knew this going in, is that, first of all, grown men, I have like a very short list of things that are required in order for you to actually become a grown man. And one of which is you can't whine, all right? Grown men just don't whine. And all NBA players, for whatever reason, culturally now have adopted that they just whine, no matter who you are after every play. But he takes it to a whole nother level. And I sort of forgot and lost my way and was just reminded of that in that game. Since the last time I suggested the Warriors get LeBron James was that one game in which they beat Denver.
Yeah.
And he wanted the video replay. I don't know if you remember this, because the ball was clearly off the Denver Nuggets, but they said it was off of LeBron. He was right in front of the Laker bench, and he said, you need to replay that, right? He's motioning with his finger, replay that. They didn't do it quickly enough. They inbounded the ball, and Denver scored. He threw one of those temper tantrums where I'm looking at him like, you're the greatest of all time. He's on his knees. He's screaming just like a kid who's told you can't go to what's the place where you, what in Buster's is it?
Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, you can't go to Dave and Buster's this Saturday, little Ev, and you just throw this little temper tantrum. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm out on you, bro. You can't play for the Warriors. And I know you might be the greatest of all time statistically, but that... Michael Jordan would never do that. I'm sorry, man. The complaining and the whining and the crybaby-esque LeBron James reared its ugly head. I'm like, God, I wish I never mentioned that on the air at 95.7 The Game. So good stick there by the 5-1-0. But yeah, I wish I could take that back if I could.
We hold people accountable here on Saturdays. I mean, from 9 to noon, it is what we do. But I got to ask, Dan, so it sounds like, and I don't believe you want either of these two players on the team, but if you had to choose between Kevin Durant and LeBron James, if there was a player that the Warriors would be able to swing a trade for or court, it sounds like you'd lean towards the Slim Reaper.
Who's that?
KD.
The Slim Reaper.
Tarantula.
Okay, well, it just depends on what is it that I'm giving up to get either one of these players.
Assume that the trade is the same okay. for both. Yeah. It'll be Wiggins, Kuminga, salary filler. Could be Chris Paul, could be other pieces, some sort of salary filler, multiple first-round picks. That's the trade. It nets you either of those two players.
Yeah, first of all, you're out of your mind to pull the trigger on that. But for the sake of this conversation, yeah, it's Kevin Durant because he's almost, what, 4 years younger?
I mean, they both played about the same amount of games, I think.
Yeah.
They averaged the same amount of points and percentage wise. I mean, they were both really damn good in their first round series. One won one game against Denver and the other got swept.
Yeah, no, I'm going Kevin Durant just to answer the question. But again, there's no way that I would ever in a million years, if Kevin Durant was to call Steph Curry and Steve Kerr and saying, okay, let's talk. I'm open to this. Because those three are going to be reunited, obviously, with the national team in the Olympics this year in Paris. So they're going to opportunity to court him and just say, hey, what do you think, man? Do you want to come play for us? If indeed that is what they want going forward. If he's on board, even if he was on board, if I have the ability to veto that, I'm Joe Lacob, I'm like, no, this is, are you guys out of your mind? No, 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 no.
No, no, no. 888-957-9570. This is a fun one from our YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We got people filing in here on a Saturday morning with Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. This is from Matthew, I believe it's Nath or Nathy. I apologize for the mispronunciation. Lose CP3, Dan, and get KD. Technically, you've gotten younger.
Give it to me again?
If you lose CP3 and you okay. bring in Kevin Durant, technically you've gotten younger.
Yeah, it's clever.
Yeah,
it's
tongue
clever,
in cheek.
But I think you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Dan, feel free to get out, I don't know, your Gatling gun, the howitzer, whatever you're going to use to shoot me down, because I got to make the case for KD.
Shout out Chris Gatling, by the way.
Shout out Chris Gatling.
I'm a Warrior.
The reason why the Warriors should trade for Kevin Durant is because he is still a highly productive player. We know he fits with the Warriors. And if he is willing to let bygones be bygones with Draymond Green, I don't know if there's a way that the Warriors can get significantly better next season, and specifically the next two seasons. Because all I care about right now is the remainder of Stephen Curry's career in Golden State. And while I think he'll probably re-up after his next deal, he's got 2 years left. You know who else has 2 years left? Kevin Durant. Draymond Green has 2 years left and a player option. Steve Kerr has 2 years left after his extension that he signed during this season. Everything to me would align by putting, yes, aging superstars, multiple of which did not make the playoffs on the Golden State Warriors. Kevin Durant didn't win a game in the first round against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But together, to me, they give the Warriors their best possible shot to see if they can win number five with Curry. We've seen it happen before. I understand it was 5 years ago. Since then, Kevin Durant has been searching for a team to call his own that he can compete with, and the closest that he's gotten is the Brooklyn Nets. But bringing him back to Golden State, even mortgaging Kuminga, which would have to be involved, sending out multiple first-round picks, that to me, if you are to maximize Curry, if you are of the maximize Curry camp of get Curry number five, that is the reason that you trade everything under the sun for Kevin Durant. You bring him back, you allow the chemistry to run rampant, and then you figure out if that is something you can do. And you, by the way, if it doesn't work, you have a built-in out. You have a built-in reset button. You have a built-in rebuild button that is in two seasons. And you turn this Golden State Warriors team that was not a show last season into a circus, into the biggest show in the NBA, and all the eyes are back on you. You got an all-star game coming to Chase Center next season. You put the limelight on the Warriors. That's why you go get Kevin Durant.
Wait, let me back up for a bit, just so that I fully understand what it is that you just said. What's the reset in 2 years?
The reset is Curry and his contract being up, Kevin Durant's contract being up, Kerr's contract being up, and Draymond Green left with a player option.
Are you saying that that's a good thing?
I'm saying that that's a natural inflection point to choose whether to reset this and rebuild this entire thing or to potentially lean in further and try and see what you can do. Curry's going to be, 38 or 39 at that point? I think that it's probably too much to expect him to still be carrying this franchise. And what did we learn more than anything else this season, Dan? He needs someone else to shoulder the load. He needs someone to help him on offense. And who better right now? I know Kevin Durant's also 36 years old. He's the same age as Steph. He's on season 16 or 17, but he still averaged 27 points this year on 50%+ shooting, nearly 40% from three-point range. He is still a deadly offensive option, and while he's not as good as he once was defensively, Draymond talked about the rim protection, I don't think he offers much of that anymore, but I'm also looking what you're getting from your starting three, from your starting four this season. Wiggins and Kuminga, the ups and downs, the roller coaster rides. To me, Kevin Durant is a much more consistent option, even at an extended age, than either of those two players, and that's why I'd be willing to move both of them to bring in a guy to help Curry try and get back to the mountaintop.
I don't know where to begin here. All right. Well, first of all, let's just start with this idea, because I hear a lot of this, that on paper, Kevin Durant is still a productive basketball player. And I believe he may have played the most minutes since early on in his career, maybe his third or fourth year this past season. He was somewhere close to, 38 or 40 minutes a game. And you look at the points, close to 27 points a contest. You're right.
He played 44 minutes in the elimination game.
Yeah, no, and he plays, he's nearly 40% or over 40% from three this year. All real numbers. And this is the problem, is that I would just suggest everybody, aside from the playoffs, watch him during the regular season and even watch him throughout the playoffs. He is not the same guy. And this is the problem with aging basketball players. I can show you Klay Thompson's stat sheet. Klay Thompson was nearly 18 points a game. Klay Thompson was close to 40% from three-point range, as I talked about in terms of efficiency, number four overall in terms of three-point shooters in the NBA this year. If you were to look at his stat sheet, one can draw the conclusion that, hey, Klay Thompson, yes, let's spend $30 million on this guy because he can still shoot it. Look at these numbers. These numbers are pretty solid for a guy that seems to be getting a bad rap out there in San Francisco and the Bay Area. But for those of us that follow Klay Thompson, we know that it's not over and that he's trash, but we recognize the holes. Those of us that had followed this guy on a game-to-game basis, you recognize that he's an aging, limited basketball player right now. In fact, Klay Thompson in that last game, I think, was really emblematic. That last game against Sacramento, not because he didn't score any points. That was about as bad as it gets. But if you saw him in the post-game conference, did you see he had that fat lip? He split his lip in that game. It, to me, was the poster of who he has become currently in the NBA. Because I remember distinctly when he took the ball in the face. He was trying to snatch a rebound or a pass, and he couldn't move his hands quickly enough, and the ball hit him squarely in the face, and he's flailing his arms like an old man. A younger Clay snatches that ball, right? But it hit him squarely in the face, and there he is in the post game, just with no points, his career with the Warriors potentially over. He's got this fat lip, and I'm like, that's just an ugly look for an old player. And that's who he's become to a certain degree, although he can still, as we know, he can still light it up from time to time. And you could make the same mistake with Kevin Durant. When you show me those numbers, the problem if you don't have the legs to rotate defensively, if you don't have that energy to get up and down the floor, if you don't have the ability to block shots, if you don't have that youthful energy, it's where the league is at, then those numbers are baseless to me. And I understand that people think he's still Kevin Durant. He is not. Just like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green are no longer those players. This is not 2016 or 2017. We are not going to the Hamptons to bring this guy in. Everybody is no longer in their late 20s. These guys are now in their mid-30s. And the idea of trying to go in the rearview mirror and revisit 2017 is the worst mistake you could make. You have to go forward and get younger, and Kevin Durant's not the answer.
But the point about Klay Thompson, I hear you, that he's still a serviceable player. He still has his moments.
Sure.
All of his numbers are down from his career averages. I mean, you can just see the decline, not just in his play when you watch the game. You just look at the box score. I mean, everything has gone down. Last year was the most threes in the league. This year was fifth. The percentages dipped below 40%. I think he's a career 41% three-point shooter. KD played more minutes per game than his average for his career this year. He averaged just about as many points. He shot above his career average from the field. He shot above his career average from three-point range. He was right at the same free throw percentage. He averaged just as many rebounds as he typically does. He averaged slightly more assists than he has for his career. It's not as if they are the same. I know that they underwent the same injury in the Achilles. Klay Thompson also has the ACL, obviously. But Kevin Durant has bounced back, in my opinion, Dan, better than we've seen anybody from this injury. And while the defensive side of the ball is the biggest concern for me, no matter who you bring in, I think the Warriors just right now defensively are not good enough to compete at a high enough level. But I think that what Kevin Durant brings from the offensive side of the ball is where the Warriors struggled too much consistently this year to figure out how to get easy shots. And who is someone that can bail you out of a possession? There was nobody that could do that this season. Even Curry, for the last 3 months after the All-Star break, his points were down. He could not get a shot off consistently enough to carry the Warriors, and did not have a secondary option that was there every single night. It continued to rotate. Some nights it was Klay, some nights it was Wiggins. Kuminga, we know that Kevin Durant entering Chase Center, if he wants to, is going to be a number one or number two option on a given night. And for someone who also played 75 games this year, Dan, I just think that there's more of an emphasis for the Warriors right now on the regular season than ever before. And yes, there might be some problems in the playoffs and the postseason. They got to get there. Again, they have not made the playoffs 3 of the last 5 years. It might be Operation Championship for some teams, and if KD comes here, there's a big expectation. But to me, it's Operation Playoffs. That's where I need to see the Warriors back next season. I think Kevin Durant absolutely puts them there. 888-957-9570. If you want to shoot down my argument for Kevin Durant, if you want him here, if you want LeBron James, if you're with Team Dan Devone, I want to hear from you at 888-957-9570. I see you, John. I see you, D, out in D.C. We'll get to you on the other side. This is Saturdays with Evan Gettings and Dan Devone. We roll along on 95.7 The Game after this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.